Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Fitzgerald, welcome back in. And Pauline Fitzgerald, I'm very glad you jumped in a little bit yesterday. It had to be hard hearing all this. I had a couple of things I wanted to ask you, then just tell us how you're feeling today after this came out. One, I believe that you guys are putting in a petition to the Attorney General, or have. This happened within 500 feet of a SEPTA installation, that this ought to be the purview of the SEPTA prosecutor put in because of Krasner.
That is correct. We have reached out to them. That is correct. It is within 500 feet of the bus stop. And so we have reached out to them to see if they may be able to assist us.
Well, that will be a test once that prosecutor is officially in there, and I'm certainly glad that he would be. So, Pauline, yesterday you jumped in toward the end, a day to consider this, and you've seen the media coverage of it, the back and forth. What are your other thoughts today?
Well, the wind was knocked out of us. So today we're catching our breath. I wanted say something. It was not even a letter. It was a red text message that was read to us. So it was his response, and it was read to us by the assigned prosecutor. And it was a text message. It wasn't even a email or anything like that. It was what she literally read. His response was that he would not meet with us, and he would not give us a reason.
So when you asked, did you say, well, why won't he meet with us? What was the response?
There was none for that.
Wow.
And none whatsoever.
Yeah, and your response, take us inside what you're thinking. I mean, I'll be the devil's advocate on the other side. What good would it do to meet with Krasner at this point? What would you say to that?
I mean, we'd like to hear it from him. You know, there it could have been his age, but I think we deserve to at least have a response to what his reasoning was at the very literal, at the very minimum.
Yeah.
I think we deserve that.
And Dr. Joel, I would say, speaking as a media member, the media has to press this guy to hear explicitly, not some vague stuff of we looked at a lot of things. All right, you looked at that, you heard your presentation and what the law is. It came to this conclusion. You, the family, and the public were all deserved to know this is an actual case in front of us. Your philosophy on the death penalty. What is the exact reason why you wouldn't even put this before a judge and jury to make that determination?
As I spoke about yesterday during a press conference with at least, I'd say, about 20 media members, you know, I think this was the perfect storm for Larry Krasner. You had a police officer of color be killed by a privileged male. And it's reminiscent of like the first Shaft movie, right? You got this untouchable person that slaughtered our son in Philadelphia streets, and Krasner standing on his word of never to go after the death penalty, and citizens who supported him, these, you know, congregations throughout the city of Philadelphia who remain silent should be ashamed of themselves. Media members that were on the phone yesterday, we answered about, you know, 45 minutes worth of their questions, should be ashamed for not printing some of the coverage that they received yesterday. Thankfully, Dom, you guys put some of that on your air. He is, and when I say worst case scenario for him and perfect storm, you know, if a case ever fit, again, like you said, the prongs of the death penalty, this does. You have a uniformed police officer performing his duties as a police officer in a legal manner. You have him making a lawful stop, pleading with this person not to struggle with him, getting shot six times, getting robbed, and then subsequently robbing someone else. This person, if we can make a stretch and call him that, does deserve to wonder if a jury of Philadelphians or a judge in Philadelphia would consider giving him the death penalty. And to take that right away, every one of Larry Krasner's supporters that don't necessarily understand the criminal justice system should question why he does not have the confidence in Philadelphians to make that choice themselves.
That is very well put. That's exactly what you're asking for. Before, I have one more question for you, Dr. Joel. After this, now 24 hours after this, as the mayor, city council, any elected officials, I see the Republican running in Northeast Philadelphia has pretty much said the type of stuff that we've been saying. The opponent, Mr. Dougherty, was a little bit fuzzy on this. Has anybody spoken out and said, at least you and then the public should know why in Philadelphia? Or is Krasner just saying, well, the death penalty doesn't exist? The lamest thing that I've heard, and then you can answer that, please, is people saying on Twitter and some other places, well, Josh Shapiro's already said he's not going to sign it. Why would we care what Krasner does?
It's very simple. Krasner has the responsibility of presenting the best possible case before a judge or jury.
Mm-hmm.
The best possible case includes the best, most applicable punishments for them to review and those folks to consider. Absent he providing them with the ability to consider death, we don't have that now as a consideration. So what Krasner can effect do is plead out, like he's done in other cases, this privileged murderer to something much less. It's a shame and really a referendum on what's going on in Philadelphia right now that only one person in the political realm has spoken out on it. We contacted the mayor's office several times. We wanted their support. We did not get a response anytime that we called the mayor's office. We have reached out to the FOP, the state FOP, I should say Lodge 5 FOP and the state FOP and the Temple University Police Officers Association. They are beyond angry, and they should be, because there are other cases now that are coming down the pike that Larry Krasner has purview over. And this, again, as I said yesterday, is a bellwether case for him. It sets the precedent for what other families and victims can expect out of Larry Krasner and his office. And what they can expect is to be taken out of the process, that consideration for death is not there. And what is the impetus for any criminal that has committed a capital homicide, a capital murder, mm-hmm. to plead out to anything less if the death penalty isn't an option? There is no motivation for a criminal to plea out. So now we are automatically stuck with, well, that person's going to get something less. We knew that, and let's move on. And that's unacceptable. Philadelphia should be, really concerned about, again, his decision-making process and his confidence in those who elected him.
Exactly. Dan, you had a question for the Fitzgerald.
Yeah, in one of Dr. Joel's previous answers, he mentions the press conference that they held at this time yesterday. And watching the press conference, it seemed to have every news outlet, prominent news outlet from the Philadelphia region, and reporters were on camera. It was Zoom, and when they would cut to them, it looked like, you know, there wasn't a dry eye there. And us here on the Dom Giordano program, we make it clear to your family over and over again that this is such a strong human rights story. Just hearing Marissa and telling about her children, that there's such an impact, and you could tell that the reporters yesterday felt that as well, and the questions that they were asking seemed to so sympathetic to your cause. But then you're right, just silence from the media. So I'm curious, Dr. Joel, where do you think that disconnect comes from between these reporters who genuinely seem to care about your cause, but then just not showing up anywhere in the media?
I do think it's politically motivated. I believe that Krasner has insulated himself from members of the media. There's only one or two media members that we can point to on one hand who have challenged or questioned him about decision-making. And quite frankly, we've relied now on national media. If you notice the national coverage that this has gotten, it's really been an effective means to get our message mm-hmm. out there, and more effective, shamefully, than the media we grew up
with. Wow.
We are Philadelphians. We love the city of Philadelphia, but to have silence from the mayor, to have her concurrently run a press conference and talk about the status quo, when the status quo in this city is crimes of violence not being prosecuted by the district attorney and him taking it out of the hands of juries.
Yeah, that is the status quo. Marissa Fitzgerald with us too. Marissa, 24 hours later. Any other thoughts that you have?
I'm just in disbelief, honestly. I feel broken, devastated. You know, my kids are extremely smart. And, you know, when Officer Mendez was shot and killed, our 10-year-old son came up to me and said, "Mommy, did what happened to Mendez, was it the same as my daddy?" And I said, "Yes." And, you know, now I have to sit here one day when they're old enough to read all of this and explain to them, when they ask, you know, why did this monster not get the death penalty? I'm going to have to sit here and have this conversation with our parents to best explain to them that the DA is not for the victims, nor is he for police officers. And their father was a police officer. So it's very heartbreaking to know that this is something that we're going to have to do. And I'm just, I have all the words, but it's just,
well,
it's devastating.
Exactly. Well, Fitzgerald's next steps, please just let us know what comes next around this, and we will aid in any way that we can.
Well, our hope is that, you know, our appeal to the state will be heard. We have, again, we're putting together a communication to them to officially ask. We want to be respectful of the state because mm-hmm. we understand that we have to signify what the certain conflicts are that would enable them to take this case. So we're treading lightly there, but we've been treading, even though you've heard us and we've been vocal, we've tread lightly throughout this whole case, and we've conducted ourselves with dignity and respect. And I think that that is what Larry Krasner did not expect. He wanted a family that would rant and rave and be, you know, the persons that couldn't be interviewed because we couldn't articulate why, you know, this is applicable and death is applicable in this case. And he never expected to have, as he put it in his communication, the years of experience and the knowledge of the system to challenge his thought process. And how dare police officers ever challenge Larry Krasner and be right?
Exactly right. Fitzgerald, it's an honor to have you on. Thank you. Thanks very much. And please let us know what we can do next.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.